Well, good evening, folks, and welcome to episode 75 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, coming to you live on Thursday, January 6th, 2011, from just below the surface of the Earth. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Michael, and I'll be your host for the next 60 minutes, as I am each Thursday evening at 8:30 Central Time, weather and authorities permitting. For those of you planning to tune in late, there will be a rebroadcast of tonight's show immediately following the live program.
Put savings in your shopping cart
at Hinky Dinky Supermart. 'Cause every day's a special day. Every day's a special day. Every day's a special day at Hinky Dinky.
Where else?
Well, where else indeed? We are in the new year now. I hope everybody had a great New Year's weekend. I did. I really did. We're going to catch up on some leftover business from the end of last year. We were on hiatus last Thursday night due to a preemption by an unworthy football game. I really should have just gone ahead and done the show. But that's spilt milk. No crying. We have to catch up on last week's WCFL 4040. I think. Let's see what we got here.
Chicago.
So the number 40 song in the greater Chicago area 40 years ago last week was this gem from Mr. Neil Diamond, Do It.
Do it while your soul's still burning. Don't hide the yearning away. Say what you wanna say. 'Cause if you let her go, you'll always know you blew it. Go to it and do it. Just how much you love her and that no other could do what she does to you. 'Cause if you take your time, you're gonna find you blew it. Go through it and do it.
Well, we do have a couple of passings to pay attention to this week. On December 30th, we lost a friend. If you ever shot slide film, you might have purchased and used some Kodachrome in your life. And the last processing facility for Kodachrome, which was in Parsons, Kansas, a couple hours away from Wichita, shut down their line once and for all on December 30th. There will be no more Kodachrome processed on planet Earth. And that's kind of sad. And we're gonna commemorate that in a couple of ways. First of all, from 2002, the great Raymond Scott, something from about 1953 or so that was never recorded during his lifetime. An orchestra known as the Orchestra Metropole made a recording called Kodachrome, an album of unrecorded orchestral pieces by Ray Scott. And from that recording, this is Kodachrome. The Orchestra Metropole from 2002 and Raymond Scott's Kodachrome. And continuing with the Kodachrome theme, this is Paul Simon from 1973 and Kodachrome.
Sunny day.
We lost a friend when we lost Kodachrome, and couldn't go by and not mark that passing. From 1946, this would be Lionel Hampton and his orchestra. I'm having trouble speaking this evening. This is Hey Baba Rebop. I think that's wrong. What do you think? Well, we're going to move right along. What the heck? Wow. Let's try this one. This is Danny Kaye and the Andrews Sisters from 1948. I'm pretty sure about this one. This is Civilization.
Each morning a missionary advertises with neon sign. He tells the native population that civilization is fine. And three educated savages holler from a bamboo tree. That civilization is a thing for me to see.
So bongo, 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 I don't wanna leave the Congo. Oh, no, 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 no. Bingo, bango, bongle, I'm so happy in the jungle I refuse to go. Don't want no bright lights, false teeth, doorbells, landlords, I make it clear
that no matter how they coax him,
I'll stay right here. I look through a magazine the missionary's wife concealed.
Magazine? What happens?
I see how people who are civilized bung you with automobiles.
You know you can get hurt that way, Daniel?
At the movies they have got to pay many coconuts to see.
What do they see, Danny?
Uncivilized pictures that the newsreel takes of me.
So, bongo, 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 he don't wanna leave the Congo. No, 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 no. Bingo, bango, bongo, he's so happy in the jungle he refused to go.
Don't want no penthouse, bathtub, streetcars, taxis, noise in my ear.
So no matter how they coax him,
I'll stay right here.
They hurry like savages to get aboard an iron train.
The Tringalingo Hula Humble Express.
And though it's smoker and it's crowded, they're too civilized to complain.
When they've got 2 weeks vacation, they hurry to vacation ground.
What do they do, Donnie?
They swim and they fish, but that's what I do all year round.
So, bongo, 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 I don't want to leave the Congo. No, 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 no. Bingo, bango, bongo, I'm so happy in the jungle I refuse to go.
Don't want no jailhouse,
shotgun,
fish hooks,
golf club,
I got my spears.
So no matter how they coax him,
I'll stay right here.
They have things like the autumn bomb,
so I think I'll stay where I am.
Civilization, I'll stay right here.
We're going to shift gears right now to 1970 and something a little funkier. This is Martha Reeves and the Vandellas and Easily Persuaded.
Persuaded. Oh, baby. Now I remember.
I can be easily persuaded. That's Martha and the Vandellas from 1970. On Tuesday, we lost Jerry Rafferty. He died from complications, liver disease. He struggled with alcoholism for most of his life, and he succumbed. Jerry Rafferty had a solo career. He was also a founding member of a band called Steeler's Wheel. And interestingly, his first solo album actually was released before he formed Steeler's Wheel. And off of that 1971 album, this is Jerry Rafferty performing Didn't I? Jerry Rafferty from 1971 off of, is that the Can I Have My Money Back album? I think it is. And Didn't I? Passed away at the age of, I think, 63. I'd have to double check that. You know, we don't play a lot of Beatles on Hinky Dinky Time Radio. Not because I don't appreciate them, but because most of it has been played plenty. But occasionally I will deviate. And from 1964, this is the Beatles. And I'll be back.
You know, if you break my heart, I'll go. But I'll be back again. side. Told you once before goodbye, but I came back again. I love you so, I'm the one who wants you. Yes, I'm the one who wants you. Oh, 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 you could find better things to do than to break my heart again. This time I will try to show that I'm not trying to pretend. You would want me to, but I got a big surprise. Oh, 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 you could find better things to do than to break my heart again. This time I will try to show that I'm not trying to pretend. To leave you, you know I hate to leave you. Oh, 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 you. If you break my heart, I'll go, but I'll be back again.
That'd be the Beatles from 1964, and I'll Be Back. And, well, gee, where should we go from there? You know, my dad and my stepmom and my brother Nick are on a road trip down at the Gulf Coast. Nick just turned 25 years old on the 2nd of January, and they took him to New Orleans for several days to celebrate. And I think they're driving the Gulf Coast right now. They're not tuned in, as far as I know. They're going to be... I was told they'd be listening in from Alabama. I don't know if that means that's where they'll be tonight, tuned in, or listening on the archive tomorrow. I really couldn't tell you. Well, if they're in Alabama, they've passed through Mississippi, and that's about as close as I can get to a tribute to them on their trip. And by way of happy birthday to Nick, I hope Mississippi, such as it was, because you probably just drove through that little bitty boot heel of Mississippi. This is Mississippi by... Papa John Phillips.
Early in the morning, she hitched a ride down to Louisville, holding on to $100 bill. Dressed herself like a Cajun queen in New Orleans, baby. Yeah, she looked good like a lady. Do it to me, James.
And the Mississippi River runs like molasses in the summertime.
And me, you know, I don't hardly mind. Sipping on a beer in Bourbon Street and I'm sitting easy. Don't get me wrong, it takes a lot to please me. Third handle. Have a seat and take a load off your feet. She said, yes. So I said, I like your dress. Swamps all around make you feel kind of funny, don't they, honey? She crossed her legs and looked at me funny.
Down on the bayou, why you never know just what you're doing. Down on the bayou, why you never know just what you're doing. Down on the bayou, why you never know just what you're doing. Joseph.
Early in the morning. tickets to ride down Louisville. Holding on $200 bill. Dressed herself like a Cajun queen in New Orleans, baby. Yeah, she look good like a lady.
And the Mississippi River runs like molasses in the summertime.
And me, you know, I don't hold my mind. Down the bayou, why you never know just what you've done. Down the bayou, why you never know what you've done. Everybody's playing.
That was John Phillips from 1970, I think, off of his first post Mamas and the Papas solo album, and Mississippi. Well, we're down there, and we haven't really rocked very much tonight. This is Mountain from 1970 again, and Mississippi Queen. You might want to turn it down just a hair. You know, about 30 years ago, I saw, well, I didn't see Mountain, but I saw Leslie West, the lead guitar player and singer in Mountain, and he was a mountain. He was a mountain of a man. He was very, very large. He had to play sitting in on a drummer's stool. And if you Google him today, he's still with us, and he's not large at all. He's probably dropped about two-thirds of what was once his mass. It's very impressive. He's also cut off the long hair. You would not recognize him at all. You probably wouldn't have recognized him anyway, because you probably don't even know who I'm talking about. Well, we're at the top of the hour. We're not going to do any kind of a sports report tonight, but we are going to get into this week's
WCFL Chicago.
And we are going to play the song that was number 40 this week, 40 years ago, in the city of Chicago, if I can find it. Where is it? Because it's something you just don't want to miss. Boy, am I organized. Well, heck. It's not there in the folder where it's supposed to be. Or it's not... There it is. I'm looking under the wrong letter of the alphabet. And I apologize for this because you're going to cringe. 40 years ago, this week, just entering the top 40 was This Gem by Bobby Goldsboro.
There he sits with a pen and a yellow pad. What a handsome lad, that's my boy. B-R-L-F-Q spells mom and dad. Well, that ain't too bad, 'cause that's my boy. Well, you can have your TV and your nightclubs, and you can have your driving picture show. I'll stay here with my little man near. We'll listen to the radio, bide my time and watching Scotty grow. Making a castle out of building blocks and a cardboard box, that's my boy. Mickey Mouse says it's 13 o'clock. Well, that's quite a shock, but that's my boy. In 4 short years, I've gone from rags to riches. And what I did before that, I don't know. So let it rain on my windowpane. I got my own rainbow. And we're sitting here shining, watching Scotty grow. Riding on daddy's shoulders off to bed, old sleepy head, that's my boy. Gotta have a drink of water and a story read. A teddy bear named Fred, that's my boy. What's that you say, mama? Come on and keep your feet warm. Well, save me a place, I'll be there in a minute or so. I think I'll stay right here and say a little prayer before I go. Me and God are watching Scotty grow. Me and God are watching Scotty grow.
So Scotty'd be about 44 today. I wonder how Scotty's doing, Scotty Goldsboro, assuming there is such an individual. Actually, I don't wonder, I don't care, and I really don't want to know. What can I say?
Now, another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known. The office of the police commissioner of Midland City on a Saturday morning.
Oh, good morning, Miss Helfinger.
No. Good morning, Wing Warrior.
Well, here I am once again, prepared to strike terrific terror into the hearts of criminals everywhere, for I will seek them out no matter where they lurk.
Look.
Yes?
As soon as we hear of some lurking, we'll get in touch with you.
Oh, fine.
Now, why don't you go just change into your crime fighter's costume?
Yes, why don't I just go change into my crime fighter's costume? Once I have donned my...
Just go don it, will you?
Yes, of course. Good morning, Commissioner. Oh, good morning, Winged Warrior. May I have the key to the broom closet, please? Yes, here you are. Thank you. Hearts to Broadway, remember me to Herald Square.
Hey, who are you?
I am the wonderful white-winged warrior. Who are you?
Mrs. McCurvy, what are you doing in here?
I am about to don my brilliant crime fighter's costume. What are you doing in here?
I'm putting on my working clothes.
Your working clothes?
Yeah, I'm the cleaning lady for this floor.
There's a light switch here somewhere,
hey,
perhaps. Yes?
If you don't mind, I'm not finished dressing.
I'm sorry.
You got a lot of nerve. Why don't you knock before barging in?
Well, you see...
You work this floor?
Well, no, I cover
all... Well, this is my floor and my dressing room, so you go find your own broom closet.
Yes, of course. Would you hand me my wings?
Your what?
My wings. They're hanging on a hook beside the buckets.
Wings beside the buckets? Of all the dumb things. Now you see what you made me do.
I'm sorry. I didn't certainly mean
You're standing on me skirt.
On your what?
You're standing on me skirt.
Oh, yes.
Will you get off?
Of course I will.
Oh, for crying out loud, now look what you've done.
I'll just turn on the light here, then.
Get out.
Yes.
Out.
Yes.
Out.
Right. Out. 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 Well, will Chicken Man be given his own broom closet? Is Give My Regards to Broadway the only song the feathered fowl knows? And what about Mrs. McGurvey? Do you think she's Irish? Be listening tomorrow for another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
There lived a chicken who would say chick, 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 all day. Soon that chick got sick and tired of just chick, chick. So one morning he started to say, chickery, chick, chala, chala, chickalaroni, in a banana, kabalika, wallika, can't you see? Chickery, chick is me. Chickery, chick, chala, chala, chickalaroni, in a banana, kabalika, wallika, can't you see? Chickery, chick is me. Every time you're sick and tired of just the same old thing, saying just the same old words all day, be just like the chicken who found something new to sing. Open up your mouth and start to say, oh, chickory, chick, chala, chala, chickalaroni, in a banana, kabalika, wallika, can't you see? Chickory, chick is me.
You're sick and tired of just the same old thing, saying just the same old words all day. Be just like the chicken who found something new to sing. Open up your mouth and start to say,
oh, chickery, chick, chala, chala, chickalaroni, in a banana, kabalika, wallika, can't you see? Chickery, chick is me. Chickery, chick.
Well, that was Chickory Chick by Sammy Kaye and his orchestra from 1945. I'm afraid I didn't research who the vocalists were on that, so if you know, you can tell me. We were paying tribute earlier to Jerry Rafferty, who we lost on Tuesday. We're going to hear some Steelers Wheel now. This is their second chart single, not Stuck in the Middle with You. It's the other one from 1974. This is Star.
So they made you a star, now your head's in a cloud. Now you're walking down the street with your feet off the ground. They read in the press all about your success. They believe every word they've been told. After all you've been about in the cold. Ah, tell me. Ah, tell me. When you appear on the stage, there's a standing ovation. You really live out your performance.
You're the biggest sensation. You breeze through the door, and when you take a floor, you expect to have it all to yourself. After all you've been through, tell me what will you do when you find yourself back on the shelf? Ah, tell me.
What can I tell you about Jerry Rafferty that I haven't mentioned? You know, he's a Scotsman. Yep, another Scotsman kilt. And he was in a band long ago, before his first solo effort, before Steeler's Wheel, called the Humble Bums. And one of his bandmates in that group, do you know the Scottish actor and comedian Billy Connolly? Yeah, Billy Connolly was in that group with Jerry Rafferty in the late 1960s. Bet you didn't know Billy Connolly used to be a folk musician. It's true. A Scotsman playing folk music? Yes, it's true. Right now, from 1969, this is our dear friend Harry Nilsson and Morning Glory Story.
She wakes up, she finds herself sleeping in a doorway, wondering how she ever got that way. She fights her tears away, then prays for no more sorrow. Will tomorrow be the same as yesterday? She tasted from the tree of life which led to hunger. Now she wonders how she'll ever carry on. She thinks about the life she knew when she was younger. Heaven help her, now those days are long since gone. Up, she finds herself sleeping next to no one, and it's no fun when there's no one there to see. She looks down at her feet, my God, they sure look dirty. 7:30, time to be or not to be. She cries out, won't somebody listen to my story? Morning glories aren't supposed to have to pay. She wakes up, she finds herself sleeping in a doorway, wondering how she ever got that way.
Off the Harry album, that's Harry Nilsson and Morning Glory from 1969. Got some requests I'd like to get in before the end of the program. And by the way, thanks very much for tuning in tonight. It's a pleasure playing music for fine folks like you. This is a Nat King Cole number from 1961. It was a big chart single for Nat in the UK. It didn't do very well in the United States. As such, I wasn't really familiar with it, but my father asked for it, I found it, and here it is. This is Nat King Cole and Let There Be Love.
Let there be you, let there be me, let there be oysters under the sea, let there be wind, an occasional rain, chili con carne, sparkling champagne. Pain. Let there be birds to sing in the trees, someone to bless me whenever I sneeze. Let there be cuckoos, a lark and a dove, but first of all, please, let there be love. But first of all, please let there be love. 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 Let there be love.
Nat Cole from 1961 and Let There Be Love. I very much approve of that request. That was excellent. Let's try another one from my dad. This one was a little bit tougher to fill. He wanted to hear some Ish Kabibble. Ish was a cornet player and vocalist and comedic foil to Kay Kaiser in his College of Musical Knowledge. And unfortunately, there's not a lot of work that Ish did with the Kaiser Band where that feature Ish as a lead vocalist. He's usually got bits and pieces here and there. I did find something where he is the featured performer, but before I get to that, I want to tell you that Kay Kaiser came to prominence during radio broadcasts from the Blackhawk in Chicago, Illinois, down on Wabash. I think it was on Wabash. The Blackhawk was originally opened in the 1920s or so by Otto Roth. And when I lived in Chicago, it was known as Don Roth's Blackhawk. And Don was Otto's son. And about 30 years ago, when I first moved to the city where I reside now, I had a roommate for a time, a fellow named Roger Roth. And Roger was Don's son. So the Kay Kaiser Band came to prominence in my old roommate Roger's grandfather's establishment, probably during his father's ownership of it. The last Blackhawk was in Wheeling, Illinois, and out in the suburbs, finally closed last year, 2000. Well, actually, it's not last year. It's 2 years ago now. It's 2009. There is no more Blackhawk in the Chicago area. I've been accused of being Mr. 3 Degrees of Separation, and there I go again. So from 1940, this is the Kay Kaiser Band, and featuring Ish Kabibble as the title character in this little romp called The Bad Humor Man.
Ting-a-ling, 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 it's the Bad Humor Man. Philosophies and drop your toys
and run pell-mell.
Ting-a-ling, 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 it's the Bad Humor Man. Ting-a-ling, 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 with a frown on his hand.
He's a gloomy Gus and a grouch on wheels. He's one of America's foremost heels.
So he sings ting-a-ling, ting-a-ling as he goes on his way.
With his wagon rumbling, he keeps grumbling. His show is an awful day.
Hey, kids, here comes the Bad Humor Man.
Oh,
hey.
Boy, I want a chocolate.
I'll take a vanilla.
I'd like a little peach.
And could you give me a raspberry?
With pleasure, kitty. Oh,
up every morning at the break of day. What a life, what a life, what a life. A cold cup of coffee and a breakfast tray. What a wife, what a wife, what a wife.
All day long, things go wrong.
So as I wander on my weary way, I sing this song.
Ting-a-ling.
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 I'm the Bad Humor Man.
Ting-a-ling.
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 With a frown on my pen.
He's mean as Simon, I mean the grease.
Yes, I hate people and they hate me.
So he sings ting-a-ling, ting-a-ling, as he goes on his way.
With my wagon rumbling, I keep grumbling. Wow, what a wowsy day.
That's no way to act now. Why be mad?
Well, business is good, but my humor's bad.
Then come on, boys, with the musical chorus. Let's make him one of the happiness boys.
So a bit off key, you pep me up, so the treat's on me.
Okay, well, that was Ish as the Bad Humor Man, and if you can picture Ish, he had that Mo Howard bowl, Puddin' Bowl haircut, all geeky and skinny and weird looking and really not that funny, but hey, whatever, whatever floats Dad's boat. That was for you, Pop, Ish. I don't know. After that, I can only do one thing, and that's to rock a little bit. So from 1974, this is Big Star, and this is Mod Lang.
Yeah.
That might be a slightly different version, an alternate take on that song than the one I was expecting to play, but it was fine with me. That was Big Star and Maud Lang from 1974. We're going to go a couple minutes over tonight because I want to get one more song in before I say goodnight to you from 1968. This is Tony Joe White and his biggest hit, Polk Salad Annie.
South too much. I'm gonna tell you a little bit about this so that you understand what I'm talking about. Down there we have a plant that grows out in the woods and the fields. Looks something like a turnip green. Nearby calls it poke salad. Poke salad. Used to know a girl lived down there and she'd go out in the evenings and pick her a mess of it. Carry it home and cook it for supper. Cause that's about all they had to eat. They did all right. Now down in Louisiana, where the alligators grow so mean, there lived a girl that I swear to the world made the alligators look tame. Poke salad Annie. Everybody said it was a shame, cause her mama wasn't working on a chain gang. A mean, vicious woman. Every day for supper time, she'd go down by the truck patch and pick her mess of poke salad. Carry it home in a tote sack. Poke salad, Annie. The gator's got your granny. Chomp, chomp, chomp. Everybody said it was a shame, cause her mama was working on a chain gang. A wretched, spiteful, straight razor tote woman. Lord, I must pick my mess up. Lazy and no count, claimed he had a bad back. All her brothers were fit for was stealing watermelons out of my truck patch. Poke salad Annie. The gator's got your granny. Ooh. Everybody said it was a shame, cause her mama was working on a chain gang. Got the hell me. Ate it up.
And that's us winding things down on this episode of Hinky Dinky Time Radio. I want to thank you so much for tuning in, all you vicious, spiteful, straight razor toting womans. We're going to meet back here next week. We're going to have another fun-filled program. And until then, take good care of one another, and don't forget about the banker's secret. Good night, everybody.
It was on a sweet Thursday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday all had passed, came the day I'd waited for at last.
and you were there with love to spare, making it a sweet Thursday, not like any other day I'd known, giving me a dream to call my own, a dream that you are sharing too. People need by some design, prearranged by laws divine, yet who is there who can define just what mystic fate combined to make you mine?